I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we tell about Arthur Miller. Many theater critics believe he was one of the greatest American playwrights of the 20th century.
Several plays by Arthur Miller will probably be performed for many years to come. That is because critics say Miller was able to dramatize the emotional pain that average people suffer in their daily lives. A critic once described Miller as an activist for the common man. He demonstrates this well in one of his most famous plays, Death of a Salesman. The main character is a man whose dreams of success in business have died. But Miller's interest in the average man did not stop him from exploring major problems of society. In The Crucible, for example, he shows what happens when unreasonable dislike and fear cause people to accuse innocent people of horrible crimes. Some other of his best-known plays include All My Sons, A View from the Bridge, and After the Fall.
Arthur Miller was born in New York City in 1915. He died in 2005 at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. For 60 years, he created one dramatic work after another. Miller won many awards for his plays. Among them were a Pulitzer Prize, New York Drama Critics Circle Prizes, and Tony Awards. In 1984, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. honored him for his lifetime work in drama. Miller also created stories for movies. For example, he wrote The Misfits for actress Marilyn Monroe. Miller's television drama, Playing for Time, told of an orchestra of prisoners at the Nazi death camp Auschwitz during World War II. Miller was also a political activist for human rights. But it was drama performed in the theater that Miller loved most.
Arthur Miller grew up in New York. His father, Isidore Miller, manufactured clothing and operated a store. But the father lost his money in the Great Economic Depression in the 1930s. The family had to move from a costly apartment in Manhattan to a small house in Brooklyn. During the Depression, Arthur worked at many jobs to earn money for college. In 1934, he began studying English at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Miller won an award for writing plays while at school.
Miller returned home to New York after completing his studies. He married his college girlfriend, Mary Slattery. They had two children before later ending their marriage. In 1944, Arthur Miller's first major play was performed on Broadway. It was called The Man Who Had All the Luck. However, the play did not bring him good luck. It had only four performances. But his second Broadway play, All My Sons, was a major success. It won several awards in 1947. All My Sons tells of a manufacturer who produces faulty parts for airplanes used in World War II. One of his sons dies as the result of the father's crime. In the play, Miller examines the relationship between the pressure to succeed and personal responsibility.
Miller's great play, Death of a Salesman, opened on Broadway in 1949. He was 33 years old when he wrote it. Death of a Salesman questions the pressures in American society for people to gain financial success. The play also continues his exploration of the relationships between fathers and sons. The central character in Death of a Salesman is 60-year-old Willie Loman. The action opens on the last day of Willie's life. He has been dismissed from his job as a traveling salesman. He also recognizes that he has failed as a father. Willie thinks about killing himself. Willie's wife, Linda, understands that he is deeply and dangerously sad. But their son, Biff, criticizes his father's strange actions. She answers with some of the most famous words in the American theater.
I don't say he's a great man. Willie Loman never made a lot of money. His name was never in the papers. But he's a human being, and a terrible thing is happening to him. So attention must be paid. He's not to be allowed to fall into his grave like an old dog. Attention must finally be paid to such a person. You called him crazy.
I didn't mean...
No. A lot of people think he's lost his balance. But you don't have to be very smart to know what his trouble is. The man is exhausted.
Linda knows that Willie is extremely tired. He is tired of living. He kills himself before the play is over. Linda talks to Willie at his burial place.
I search and search and I search, and I can't understand it. Willie, I made the last payment on the house today. Today, dear. And there'll be nobody home.
Death of a Salesman had a big influence on the American public. Many people saw their own lives in Willie Loman, the victim of broken dreams. Americans discussed the financial worries of businessmen who were getting old. But Americans were not the only ones who identified with the ideas in the play. It has been translated into about 30 languages and performed around the world.
Arthur Miller's criticisms of modern American life influenced another of his most important works. The Crucible was first produced in 1953. The 1950s were a time of extreme fear of communism in the United States. Sometimes this fear was unreasonable. Miller examined this difficult period in American history by setting his play at another difficult time. The Crucible takes place in the 17th century. He based his play on trials that took place in Salem, Massachusetts. Young women in the play accuse people they dislike of being evil witches. The innocent victims are put on trial and executed. The story shows the tragic results of uncontrolled suspicion and fear. The Crucible has been produced more than any of Miller's plays, both in America and around the world.
Like the victims in The Crucible, the playwright himself became the object of suspicion. In 1956, a committee of the United States Congress ordered him to give evidence. In the 1940s, he had attended several meetings for writers organized by the Communist Party. The Congressional Committee wanted the names of other people who attended Communist meetings. Arthur Miller said he was not a Communist, but he would not give the committee any names. He was found guilty of disobeying Congress. Later, however, a court canceled that judgment. Miller was lucky. Some people who would not answer questions before Congress served time in prison.
Something else lucky happened to the playwright in 1956. Miller married the beautiful Hollywood actress Marilyn Monroe. But their marriage was troubled. Monroe had emotional problems. They had little privacy because the media followed the famous couple everywhere. Miller wrote the 1961 movie The Misfits for his wife. The movie explored the modern Wild West through the lives of three troubled people. Arthur Miller and Marilyn Monroe ended their marriage soon after the movie was completed. A year later, Monroe died of a drug overdose. Miller wrote another play, After the Fall, in 1964. Critics said it was the play most about his own life. They criticized him for portraying the wife of the main character as a woman who is dependent on drugs and kills herself. They said the character was based on Marilyn Monroe. But Miller denied this.
Miller married for a third time in 1962. He and his wife Inga Morath, a well-known photographer, had one daughter. Morath died in 2002. Miller once said that even after he and Inga had been married almost 40 years, people still asked him about Marilyn Monroe.
Arthur Miller also wrote short stories and a book about his life called Time Bends, A Life. He once wrote that when he was young, he imagined that with the possible exception of a doctor saving a life, writing a worthy play was the most important thing a human being could do. Theater owners on Broadway agreed. On the day after he died, the lights of Broadway theaters darkened for a minute in honor of Arthur Miller.
This program was written by Geraldine Watson. It was produced by LaJuan Davis. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Sarah Long and Rich Kleinfeld were the characters from Death of a Salesman. Join us again next week for another People in America in VOA Special English.